All right, buckle up, Husker Twitter. It's going to be a long summer between now and the Colorado game. I've hit refresh. Nobody has left yet this morning from
Colorado.
Well,
it's very early mountain time, though.
So I'm going to preface this by saying I'm not into all into data, because the response has been with Colorado and their portal activity, whether it giveth or taketh away, this is happening across the country. I just want to give you some numbers and let you form your opinion with some facts. Colorado has lost 94 players to the portal in the last 2 years. The second most is Louisville. The third most, well, here, example. So 94 players. 50 have transferred in, 55 transferred. I guess that's 95. Louisville has had 27 in, 26 out. USC, 14 in, 17 out. Ole Miss, 19 in, 17 out. Nobody has lost more than Colorado.
Not even close.
But if, and they are a portal program. It's AAU basketball on grass. And how you construct your roster is, if this was, and you know, it's like, hey, we're not worried about this. Mm-hmm. If this was happening at any other place in the country, wouldn't there just be full panic mode?
Yeah.
So why is it different with Colorado? And I'm not saying that it is, but if you're on the CU side, you're like, everybody's doing this. Mm-hmm. Have you not seen who we're getting? Well, I'm also looking at who you're losing. This is not normal. This just is not normal. But anywhere else, panic. Oh my gosh. Even probably from people internally. I just wonder why at Colorado it's not like, hey, we're cool. We're good.
I don't know if they're there this time next year if those numbers continue, assuming that Deion is still there too, that he hasn't decided to go to the NFL. I think there's two things at play there. There's the Deion effect, which is still very much a thing. Because even with players leaving, everybody wants to know, okay, why are they leaving? What's Deion's plan to counter that? What's Deion have to say about those players leaving? And then there's the other part of this where I just think that it's amazing. If you were to tell me that based on a lot of the reaction from Colorado fans, if you were to tell me that they were a 4-8 team, I would have thought you were crazy, because the way that they talk about this being a portal team, boy, this works. You saw it last year. Look at, they went 7-5 or 8-4. They didn't. They went 4-8. So I get if that's what you want to be, but you got, even in the first year, I think you got to show more than that. And that's, I'm not trying to compare, because I know a lot of Colorado fans push back, like, hey, what about Nebraska? You guys were 5-7 last year. Yeah. You're, especially with new coaches, you're looking at the program as a whole and the future that it has and where it's heading. I don't know what's going to happen with Nebraska, but the plan makes a lot more sense to me as opposed to what Deion is doing over at Colorado. If they were to have had a successful year of seven or even six wins, then I'd say, okay, I will reserve judgment. But they were hot out of the gate, and then you saw what happened, and then you see the after effect of that, of the players that leave after a season like that. So tell me, what's the path? What's the plan for this program going forward? I don't see it. And that's where I think another year of that, and you do get that criticism.
All portal departures are not created equal. So the five-star from Florida, the defensive back, I think there were some issues of time management, going to school, those kind of things, mm-hmm. and that's just not for him. Now, Colorado isn't for everybody. If you want to be developed, Colorado's not the place to go. If you want to get in and get some shine on and pop.
Yeah, compete right away and get on the field.
Boom. That's the place for you. It's all about top of your roster, middle of your roster, bottom of your roster.
Yeah, you need ready-made guys.
But I wonder what Deion says to guys, because the Dylan Edwards one is really perplexing to me, because I'm looking at a video of Deion at a press conference He's sitting there. He's talking about Dylan Edwards, and he's an important cog for them. I mean, he's the number one running back.
Mm-hmm.
That he's talking about him glowingly. Now, he went out and got Hayden from Ohio State, but they had lost the backup running back. So my God, they're trying to build some depth at CU. But a kid who has said openly, hey, man, I like Boulder. I like playing with the guys. He seemed like he was in the circle of the Sanders boys.
Yeah.
What was said to him, and then why in turn did he so quickly get into the portal? That's the question that I have, because it's that one doesn't make sense. I mean, here's a guy that could ride his ticket to the NFL because of who he's playing for,
yeah,
and a coach that really likes him. He was going to be beat out. Why did he go into the portal? So what are promises being made that are not being followed up? What's going on there internally? But the reaction in Boulder is remain calm, Kevin mm-hmm. Bacon, remain calm. Anywhere else in
the country, you're weeding out the bad eggs.
Anywhere else in the country, you're like, oh my God, mm-hmm. we are in trouble.
Yeah. And the narrative when Deion Sanders has had a chance to talk about that topic is usually, he doesn't go out and say it, but usually leads you to believe that the kids can't hack it, what's expected of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that, to your point, Gary, that could be the case for some. I mean, that's the case for several people that we see go in the transfer portal. There's always different, as you mentioned, there's always different paths. Not all are created equal, like you said, but it almost seems like it's blanketed when Deion yeah. talks about it as these are soft kids. I laugh that they're leaving when he said, who did we lose? You guys haven't been at practice. Who did we lose? Okay, that's fair from what you're saying on you haven't been at practice. You haven't had those conversations. He's right. Deion's having those conversations. Deion has a little bit more feel of who they are. But at some point, you can't ignore the numbers.
Yeah, I think that they will do the same thing they did last year. They will be good at the beginning of the year.
Hopefully not that second game.
You're going to be ready to play them. I mean, yeah. They're going to be good. Oh, yeah. I think they'll be the same as last year. They'll be really good at the end, at the beginning of the year. And then as the season wears on, and depth becomes an issue, mm-hmm. the same thing is going to happen at Colorado. But something's being said, or promises are being made that are not kept, or there's a communication issue, because Dylan Edwards should not be in the portal.
Yep.
Should not be in the
should
portal.
Should be a big part of that does team's
not,
plans.
Does not make sense at all. All right. We'll get into some where it's not portaling. We're going to play Hokey Pokey again with the quarterbacks at Nebraska, and we're going to have to explain to the kids out there, Wally Pipp, coming up in the next hour. Big news concerning the Heisman Trophy. Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman Trophy back.
It's about time.
A Pete tweet from ESPN. Formal reinstatement of the trophy will come today. The decision comes amid what the Heisman Trust calls enormous changes in the college football landscape and the death of OJ. Oh, wait a minute.
Exactly.
No, I'm sorry. I missed the period after landscape.
Are they getting all of
you
the...
You didn't say anything that wasn't true, are though.
Are they getting all the former Heisman Trophy winners back for this reinstatement of the trophy?
I don't know. Is Reggie
an impromptu ceremony?
Hey, Reggie Bush kind of got like pushed out. Yeah. Pushed out of Fox. He got pushed out of Wendy's. But at least he's got his Heisman back.
They still keep going back to Reggie on Wendy's.
They pushed him out for Reggie.
Yeah. Well, no, he was Reggie was already there, and they decided to bring in Reggie Bush. Reggie Miller had already been there, and then they push Reggie Bush out, and they keep Reggie
That's
Miller.
Fine. Reggie Bush would be like, "No, you make both free throws, and you go up by four, you idiot. Game over. Give me my trophy."
He's getting his Heisman back. That's all.
Snoop
matters.
Said it.
Yeah, and during the break, I'm going to watch him against Fresno State again.
Oh,
yep.
Dude.
November 19th, 2005.
He was a dude. So Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman back. Does that mean he gets a vote back?
He should, yeah. Absolutely.
And he should cause chaos.
Should be invited back to the ceremony, and you'll see him in the background. And yeah.
Every year, there's a vote for a punter. It comes from Reggie Bush.
How much did those guys party, by
He
way,
was a dude.
That weekend.
He was a dude. And then the Jones Dome in St. Louis got him. All right, 8:11. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy. 1620, The Zone.